Hi everyone, this is Jordana from Drinking_Jordana. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook at Jordana Barachov, or my podcast, Drink It In the Podcast. We are starting a new series today. The series is called Wisdom from the Desert. So just to explain, obviously we are now in the Parshiot of Sefer Bamidbar today. Some wisdom from each of the different parshiot that might be interesting or a little bit different than just a typical parsha class. And that's basically what I do when I do my drink it ins. But for these classes, it's a little bit more extended. So let's talk about this week's Torah portion. If you're in America, I know anyone that's listening in Eretz Yisrael, this is not your Torah portion. It was last week. But this week's Torah portion for us in Chutz La'aretz is called Parshat Naso. It happens to be interesting. When you look at that word Naso, it has some different meanings that I'd love to discuss with you today. So first, it's quite interesting. When we want to understand a word in Tanakh, the best approach is to see when it was first used. That typically gives you its truest meaning. So if I want to know when Nun Sin Aleph, when does it first appear? It would be in Perek Daled, the fourth Perek, the fourth chapter in Sefer Bereishit. We have the story of our first two brothers, Cain and Hevel. Hevel brought a korban from his firstborn and fattest sheep. His korban was accepted by Hashem, as well as Hevel himself. Cain, who brought a korban, a sacrifice from his fruits of his land, his korban was rejected, and Cain was rejected as well. Cain was not happy at all, not at all, and he gets pretty sad and angry. Hashem tries to give him a little bit of a pep talk, which is really a strong message, not only for him, but to us as well. So we have Perek Daled, Pasuk Zayin, he says the following, Halo im teitiv se'eit, v'im lo teitiv lepetach hatatro veitz ve'lecha tishukato v'atatim shalbo, which means, surely, if you do good, if you do right, there is an uplifting, se'eit, to be uplifted. But if you do not do what's right, the sin is crouching at the door and it urges towards you, and it wants to be taking charge of you, but you can actually master it. So Hashem told Cain, and us as well, a powerful message here, that we can improve our ways and be lifted. That's from Nasa, Nun, Sin, Aleph, to be lifted or carried. But if we don't improve, then the Yetzirah, our sin, are basically waiting to attack us. But in the end, we can still control. So from the above pasuk, we see how Hashem uses the word Nasa in the form of se'et, it's the same shoresh, to uplift, stating that if we make the effort, Hashem will carry us the rest of the way. Now, it's interesting, the word nisu'in, which means marriage, comes from the same concept to carry. That really, when one is married, the job of a marriage is that each partner should be carrying each other. That's really the purpose. We should uplift one another. Not chas v'shalom put each other down. Very strong, strong message if you look at the essence of that word. Now, in our Torah portion, Nasa has come from Nisi'im, the leaders. So it starts off in this week's Torah portion that Hashem is telling Moshe it's not just important enough to count the children of Israel, but when you count, you should also elevate us. That it's not enough to just, like, have a friend or someone that you have a connection with. But our role as people is to show others that they're precious in our eyes, to show them that we find them important in our lives and that we'll do whatever we can to raise them. Now, the Nisi'im that's spoken about in this week's Torah portion and throughout Sefer Bamidbar is referring to the leaders. And truly, the role of a leader we see is really to uplift and carry us. You know, there are all these famous quotes that talk about what is a true leader. A true leader is someone that leads by example, or a true leader produces more leaders, or great leaders inspire greatness in others. So it's not that the word nasa only means to carry, to lift, but it also means to forgive. And this is a powerful message. Nose avon, we have in the Yud Gimel Midot, that Hashem is letting us know, Hashem, our Father, is saying, you know what? He sees us and he lifts us up. What does that mean when you lift somebody up? You lift up their spirits. They're feeling down, rejected, sad, feeling guilty maybe for something that they've done or feeling bad that they want to improve. And Hashem is saying, I'm ready to lift you up. Hashem raises us even higher. When we move, we are raising our self-worth. All stems from the same thing. Life becomes challenging if we constantly sit on the sidelines and wait for others to approach us and wait for things to just happen and wait for others to lift up ourselves. We need to do it on our own. We need to constantly take the first steps in improving ourselves and the relationships we have with others and know that we need to take that initiative. So this is a powerful message. So many things. Let's review what the word nasa means. We spoke about carry. We spoke about leaders. We spoke about uplifting and forgiveness. And they're all interconnected in the sense that when I raise somebody else up or I raise myself up, it's showing that I forgive my own actions, that I don't think of myself in such a negative way. And that's really what leaders are meant to do. Leaders are supposed to raise the people up, but in a way that they just don't continue to be followers, but they raise them to such a level that they themselves become leaders in their own right, leaders in their own lives. Doesn't mean everybody has to be leaders of others, but leaders of their own personal life. And that's the true message, that beautiful message that we have here in the wisdom from the desert. And also what I want to mention is I think it's a beautiful concept, the wisdom from the desert, because the desert always represents something desolate, something all empty, a void. But even within that void, the Torah comes in and raises us up, again, with that same theme of Naso. So again, if there's somebody that is enjoying these classes, there's a way that you can get notification of when all the different classes are out. If you're not on Sheer Enjoyment's newsletter, I would definitely send an email or look on Sheer Enjoyment's website to find out how you could get onto that newsletter. So you could get a newsletter every week of all the different classes that they are offering. And if there's anyone that ever wants to sponsor, please let Sheer Enjoyment know that as well. Again, if you want to reach me personally, you can reach me via my email, jbarachav@gmail.com. You can message me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. You can listen to my podcast, Drink It In the Podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, I have a website, jordanatorah.com. You can reach me through there as well. Looking forward to sharing more wisdom from the deserts with you next week. Have a great, great Shabbat and enjoyable rest of the day.